The very first word which is given in this paragraph is Yoga Siddhi. It's a very important word, Yoga Siddhi. Yoga Siddhi means, Siddhi means perfection. Perfection that comes by yoga. Yoga Siddhi is a compound word. There are two words, yoga and siddhi. Yogena Siddhihi. The siddhi which comes by yoga. Yogena Siddhihi. It's a Sanskrit way by which you can explain the word. The siddhi that comes by yoga. There are many siddhis which you can get without yoga. But then you don't get that siddhi of divine life. The divine life on the earth can be attained only by a process of yoga. That is why the necessity of yoga. You cannot avoid yoga. Even those people who want to avoid yoga, they do secretly yoga. You cannot avoid it. As Sri Aurobindo says, all life is yoga. Whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not. Mother was asked once a question, why should we teach yoga to the students? You know, this question arises because it is very often said, you should teach yoga only to those who want to do yoga. Don't pull anybody into yoga. Don't tell him, now do yoga and practice it, whether he likes it or not. It's a very wise thing. Never pull anybody. So the question arises, if you have decided to do yoga, then of course you teach yoga. But if you have not decided to do yoga, why should you be taught yoga? The answer is that everybody in this world is secretly doing yoga. Everyone. But he does it slowly, unknowingly, tardily, with a great delay. But everybody is doing it. So when you say, I don't want to do yoga, it means that you do not want to do yoga consciously. It only means you don't want to do it fast. It only means that you want to linger on the road. You want to waste your time. That's the only meaning when you say, I don't want to do yoga. But anybody who wants to move fast, anybody who wants perfection, he may not know the word yoga, it doesn't matter. The moment you are making an effort to move upwards, you are already doing yoga. In fact, I examined this question myself before taking up this book. I was asking whether you wanted to do yoga or not. And for 6 months I have been waiting. And I saw whether you really wanted to do yoga. And I got enough answers from each one of you that you wanted to do yoga. In one way or the other. Not that everyone has answered in the same way, with the same kind of intensity. But every one of you is striving for perfection. This is what I found in all your activities. Everyone has been doing intensely. You know, when I took your test last time of the first chapter of the Life Divine, the answers you gave me a great assurance. You have understood the first chapter so well, and I want to preserve that chapter very well in your mind, lest it be forgotten. I shall come back again to that chapter several times so that it is never forgotten from your mind. I like to do homework here itself in this class sometime, from time to time. On the 14th of September, I'll sit with you and have a dialogue on the first chapter. I will ask you many questions to define many words. So be prepared for this dialogue. You remember we had a very good dialogue when we defined many words like science, philosophy, religion, yoga, poetry, many words we defined. It was a very interesting dialogue. Similarly, I will have a dialogue with you on the 14th September, and I shall ask you to define along with me. We shall all work together, shoulder to shoulder. Once again we shall ask the question, what is an argument? Define an argument. We shall ask the question, define historical argument, dialectical argument, causal argument, analogical argument, quintessential metaphysical argument. We shall go back again. Because what you have learned in outside world, people learn all this at a very high level. You have made a jump without your knowing that you have made a big jump. But you could do it. That means that you have a great possibility, great capacity to do it. And what you have done, I don't want you to be lost. You should not forget it. So because I am quite sure that each one of you is striving for perfection and there is an inner demand for it in your being, therefore we have taken up this. In any case, as I told you, whether you make a demand or not, everybody has to practice yoga. So there is a justification in any case. All life is yoga, therefore to know about yoga, to learn about yoga, to do yoga is simply an automatic, normal thing to do. But in your case it is more special because consciously you are striving for perfection. And this perfection cannot come without the knowledge of yoga, without the shastra of yoga. Therefore, we have decided to take up this book. However much you try, if you do not know the shastra of yoga, you cannot attain to the perfection. Of course, there are people who come to know about yoga little by little. In the Upanishad, there was one process of learning yoga. The disciple used to come to the teacher and used to say, teach me. Then the teacher used to give only one formula, a little sentence. Not teach the whole yogic principle, not the entire book of yoga. And then used to say, now you meditate on it. Then years used to pass only on one sentence. Then realization used to come. And then he used to go to teacher again and say, now teach me. Then again he would give another sentence to reflect on, to meditate upon, to practice it. So that is another way of learning yoga. We have a facility of books. At one time there was no facility of books. So we make use of the facility. Because the whole book is available, it is possible for us to read at one stroke, or as much as you can. So that is why we take this big step to study this entire book. We shall read this in 10 years' time. That is our program, 10 years' program for Life Divine and 10 years' program for the Synthesis of Yoga, but both combined together. Patience, do not worry if there is a lot of time still to be spent on this. It is worth spending. These 10 years of study is very important. In India there was a system that if you went to a teacher and said, teach me, then normally the teacher used to say no. There used to be a lot of testing to see whether you can really learn, you are worthy of learning or not. And then the teacher used to say, even when he would say, all right, I'll teach you, sometimes he used to test. I don't know if you have read the story of initiation. You read the story? Some of you might have read. It is a story told by the mother in a class. I think you should give a copy of this story, Story of Initiation. It's a story of a disciple who wanted to learn. Yusuf was the student. Junjun was the teacher. And the student went to the teacher and said, I want to learn. The teacher did not even look at him. For months he went on and on and on, staying at the house of the teacher nearby. Then one day the teacher said to the pupil, I have some work to give you. Actually it was a test on the part of the teacher. He said, I have a friend who lives on the other side of the river and I want to give him a small box. Keep it very safely, he said. Be very, very careful and give it intact as it is. The pupil was very happy that at last the teacher has said something to me, entrusted me with something. And he took the box, went on his way. By noon it was very hot, so he said, let me rest a little while. While resting, the mind, as you know, is like a bazaar. Marketplace, so many ideas come and go. Then he began to think, what is contained in the box? Very simple question arose in the mind. Can I see what is contained? Then he remembered the teacher has said, keep it intact. So it means that I should not open it. It has to be kept intact, absolutely. Forgot about it, again went to rest. Again the question came in his mind, what is in the box? Again argued within himself, can I open it? I'll just open it, he said to himself. Just open it, just have a look. I'll do nothing, keeping intact, absolutely, no touching. I'll just open it for a second and I'll just put it back. He said, no, who knows my teacher will be very displeased. Argued pros and cons, thesis and antithesis, dialectical argument. Then again he went to rest. But now this time he jumped up and said, let me just see, nothing more. Why is this argument coming on all over again? I'll be free from this argument the moment I see once. Besides, the box is not locked. If the teacher wanted that I should not open it at all, he would have locked it. So it means the teacher had already an kind of a permission to me that I could open it. And this young man just opened the lid, only for a second, and to his horror he found a small rat jumped out and ran away. Now you can see the condition of this man. How could he keep the box intact? There was a small rat in it. Could not wait 1 second to remain intact. As soon as the lid was just opened, it just fled away from it. So sorry. Why did he do it? Why did he open it? With a fallen crest, he went to the friend of his teacher and gave the box, but not intact. That teacher opened and immediately understood what the pupil had done. And he said, my dear Yusuf, you have lost a big chance. Your teacher was to teach you. He wanted to teach you. But you could not keep even this little thing intact. You became so impatient. You began to have this mill of your mind so powerful. If you can't keep this little rat inside, then this knowledge, which is such a big treasure, how will you hold it in your mind? Therefore you have failed. I feel very sorry you have failed. But do not be despondent. It's only a first test. Many more tests will come. Go back. Practice patience. Practice a lot to keep your mind under control. You should not go again into the marketplace. Make your mind very, very, very quiet. He went back to his teacher. Teacher said nothing. But again he started waiting. He learned the lessons of patience. He learned the lessons of quieting the mind. And a lot of tapasya he did. At last the teacher was pleased and gave him the knowledge. It's a true story. Yusuf became one of the great mystics in his dual life. He himself became a teacher ultimately.